Good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. I am Skip LaCour. How are you doing this morning? Here we are, one more day of MTC, mental toughness, conditioning, motivation, mental strategies. Give you that edge to take on the day. One more day, you and I working on this game, this puzzle, this challenge called life. How you doing? How's it going for you? Is this a day of you're fighting a good battle? You're on top of things? You're feeling good about life? Today, is it one of those days you feel challenged, getting yourself going, things aren't working out for you? Where are you today, and what can you do right now? What if something were to happen, some small thing, what would reverse it? Think about it. When you can identify, you can make things happen. What emotional state are you in right now? It's time for that check-in that I do every once in a while on a scale from 1 to 10. And again, if you're one of those guys who just thinks, oh, how do I calculate how I feel on a scale from 1 to 10? How exactly do I come up with that number? It's so random. Don't worry about that. Just let it flow. Just let it flow for a second. Just give me a number between 1 and 10. 10 being, I am excited. I am passionate. I am living in a state of anticipation that, man, I've made it to this podcast. This guy, Skippy, always has something that makes me think. And today is the day where, during this Morning Connection podcast, I'm going to hear something. It's going to just shake something inside me. I just know it. And it's going to put me on the course of changing my thoughts, which is going to change my actions, which is going to change my short-term goals, my long-term goals. I just know it. I learn something all the time. This is going to be the day I'm going to have some big, huge breakthrough. Maybe it's not something that Skip says specifically during this podcast. It's just going to make me think about something about my life. This is the podcast. That's going to happen. Right? That would be a 10. And then 1 would be, if I make it through this half an hour again, I'd be really surprised. It's just going to say the same old stuff. I don't know how this applies to me. Actually, this makes me feel like garbage thinking about all this stuff, how my life isn't going. I seem to be stagnant, going in the same place, and I have been for years, and all he's going to do is remind me of all the stuff that makes me feel uncomfortable. I don't even know if that would be a 1, but let's just say that wasn't 1. And the reason why it wouldn't be a 1, because you're showing up. You're at least giving yourself the opportunity to fill your mind with some powerful ideas, concepts, thought-provoking ideas and concepts that can change your life. So I don't even know if that's a 1, but let's just put that as a 1. Where are you right now? Where are you right now living that state of anticipation that you investing this time in yourself, it's going to really pay off in some way, shape, or form. You don't know how exactly. It's just going to be. Where are you right now on a scale from 1 to 10? And what can you do? Whoop, whoop. Raise the roof. What? Can you move around? Shake it around? Think of something positive, something that you really want. Slap your hands, whatever. What can you do right now? Just say you're at a 6. What can you do right now just to something just with your physical body, with your thoughts, shake it out, whatever, just to knock it up a couple notches? Because if you show up to this podcast with a state of mind that's an 8, even though that's not a perfect 10, it's a lot better than a 6. And so small things in life with everything that we do, when we can take control of our emotional state, it's so darn powerful. These are some things, if you're following my journey that I'm going through with my nephew, Ronnie's, that's my nephew, my 20, almost 21-year-old nephew, Ronnie's bigger and bolder journey. And you can check that out at skiplacour.com/journey, skiplacour.com/journey. And that's my 20, almost 21-year-old nephew, bigger because we're working out in the gym, right? I'm teaching him the mass machine training style and mindset when it comes to working out, building that muscle, losing the body fat. That's the bigger part. He is working 15 weeks or so now until he takes off to Southern California from where we live in Northern California for school. Right, that's the bigger part, the bolder part. That's the part I get excited about. And you listening to podcasts like this one, this would be the part that you would be really interested in too, and that's his man formation. It's becoming more confident. He realizes he needs more confidence, right? To not just a body, you know, he needs to, it's the mindset, the inner game that goes along with that. He realizes that. And so that's what we've been working a lot on. I mean, anything from him going to Toastmasters, where, you know, he went again, for me working side by side with him at Mass Machine Nutrition, talking about life with his uncle Skip, you know, busting down boxes, picking things up, throwing them down, to the paperwork involved, the mental flexibility, even things, you know, doing things well, making mistakes along the way, stretching himself in new ground, right? And in the gym, I talk about, you know, the mindset. I talk about, you know, as he approaches the set of weights, the exercise, right, the particular exercise he's working out at that particular time. You know, it might be 4 to 6 reps or 6 to 8 reps or whatever it is. You know, that doesn't really matter. It's just that you can be into that process. Okay, you know, I don't care, barbell curls, boom, boom, boom. Can even, like, concentrate on hitting the targeted muscle group, that bicep, to make sure you're doing it right, have good form, all those type of things. But way more important to that than that is the emotional state that you're in. Are you going to attack it? You know, and just attack that set and let it flow freely through your mind and body. I mean, it's that emotional state. As you step up to do that exercise, are you on a scale from 1 to 10, are you 10 excited, like you're going to just sprint mentally and emotionally during these, whatever it is, 4 to 6 or 6 to 8 reps or whatever it may be? You're going to sprint, or are you just kind of going through the motions one set at a time, one exercise at a time? You might have a good default attitude or mental space, however you want to describe it. You know, or maybe you're at a 7 or 8. You do that consistently over workout after workout, and you may think, wow, I'm doing pretty well. And you probably are doing well compared to the way you used to be, or maybe those people you see who struggle. But that does not mean you are at your very, very best. And sometimes just catching yourself right before you do the set and just kind of evaluate, you know, I'm at a 7, 7.5, which is decent. But you could just do something like slap yourself on the side of the head, stomp your feet, clap your hands, really focus, scream, do a growl, whatever it is, right? You can immediately do things with your physical body to just perk it up, perk up your mind, perk up your emotions. And in that set that's right in front of you, for those 4 to 6 reps, those 6 to 8 reps, or whatever, how many reps you do for your exercise, it's a whole different set with whole different production. It has nothing to do with execution or form. That's how important the mental state is. And, you know, what I was telling him yesterday is the more and more you get yourself in that state. I mean, we had a challenging exercise yesterday, and it was deadlifts. Deadlifts are something, are a particular exercise that's really challenging. A lot of people get intimidated by it, a lot of things to remember. And I just reinforced that. And it was like, it was a whole different person. It had nothing to do with his skill level, had nothing to do with his experience and anything like that. It was just that he got himself in that state. He got more. He got closer to that 10 from wherever he was entering in. It was like a whole new different person training. And I want to have him extrapolate that, not just to every day of workouts and every set within that workout, but you could do that with everything in life. When you have a conversation with your wife, your husband, you can have that conversation with your employer, right? When it's time for you to plan out your day, what state are you in of anticipation? When it's time to do more ambitious things, like write down goals, what state are you in at that time? Now, I know different things, like, you know, how much confidence that you've had at that particular time, or what's going on, if you had something bad happen to you or something great happen to you, that can all affect your attitude at that time. But there's a lot that you can just, by being conscious of it, just measuring it, and then there's something that you could do. Just knock it up a half a point. Knock it up a point. It just changed that. You stack that over everything that you do. That's why this is so important. This mental toughness conditioning, this mental stuff is so important, because the more and more you practice it, you'll show up with everything as long as you're conscious of it, right? So where are you right now? Now, you know, I get up every single morning, do this Morning Connection podcast. Here we are, Morning Connection podcast number 188 on our way to 200. And I was thinking, wow, you know, I'm finally, you know, getting my system down, right? In the morning, boom, 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 you know, got this computer program, this website going to boom, boom. You know, and it's like, here we are, right? When it's about ready to finish this stretch of 100 on our way to Morning Connection 200, then I'll have it down, right? Then I'll just be this total machine. And it just made me think, wow, life is always teaching me lessons, right? It's always teaching you lessons. It's always teaching us lessons. It's just, are we paying attention? Are we paying attention? Now, having to get up every single morning and do this podcast, right? So I'm doing it 6 days a week, actually 7 days a week, and over 88 podcasts, right? That's a lot of stuff to talk about, right? I have to pay attention to life. I have to come up here and have something to talk about. And I'm always amazed. Many times, I'll tell you, it's like 15 minutes of showtime. I've been awake for half an hour, and I don't know what the hell I'm going to talk about. And then I get into it, and hell, here we are, 12 minutes into it. I haven't even gotten into my topic because I have so many things to say. So there's a couple things that life has taught me about. That is, one is that everything is hard before it becomes easy. And if you are so determined and passionate about what you want to achieve, the big picture, you know, you will withstand the toughness, the challenge that goes with it, not getting it right. And before you know it, 88 podcasts later, you'll have a smooth system. Certainly 100 podcasts, right? So sometimes when things are hard or challenging, however you want to describe it, maybe it's just 88 podcasts away before you're just a smooth operator. And you know what causes you so much angst? Why am I doing all this? Will I ever have it down? Maybe it's just 88 podcasts away. The other thing that I learned is that when you put yourself under the pressure to step up, you know, you'll use all your creative energy and all those observations of life and people and what's going on. You'll find a way to use all those things that are happening all the time around you when you force yourself to step up. So a lot of times, you know, I can say this definitely of myself at times in the past or certain areas of my life. We say we're going to wait until we're ready. We're going to wait until we're ready, and then we'll really attack all that. Sometimes you just shouldn't wait because all these lessons are happening, all these things that can propel you forward, all these people who could help you, all these little spankings you can get by doing it incorrectly, five big spankings, embarrassment, feeling stupid. It just gives you that sock in the gut sometimes that gets you on the right path of figuring it out, where you wouldn't have if you just waited around until you got all the information that you needed. Now, I'll tell you, this is something I want to make the main focus of this podcast is, you know, just because I say, hey, jump in there or whatever, sometimes you can't always have everything all prepared and all ready, and you'll get more out of yourself by not being ready. Now, I'm not saying, well, does that mean I just jump into something and don't even think about it? Come on, what kind of sense does that make? You know, all my brothers in the bodybuilding and training world, that's this whole black and white. It's either one way or the other. There's like nowhere in between. I talk about this a lot. I think that's part of our mentality that attracts us to the structure of the training and eating and the whole physique process, making it such part of our thinking and doing every single day. A lot of people really love structure, and they feel safe in structure. And once they come up with a plan, they just stick to it, whether it's working or not. Or sometimes it's not, you know, if it's working or not, because if it's not working, that's easy. You got to do something differently. Sometimes it's working to an extent. It's just not anywhere close to maximizing the quality of life that we want. It's just a plan. And what is really serving us is that we have stability and structure. We've convinced ourselves that, well, at least we have a plan. It's that feeling that we want more than success. We may say we want love, we want happiness, we want achievement at a certain level, the finest things for our family, whatever it is. We say that we want that. Oh, I'd be so much more connected to my family and my wife if I had this time with them, or if I could provide for them. But really, you're loving the structure of that plan you came up with 3 years ago, and now, just say 88 podcasts later, now you have that plan. Now it took you all that time to get this type of structure and predictability, and you've convinced yourself that's the most effective route to go, even though it's not even close. Now you're resistant to change because that feeling of structure and you can expect what's going to happen next. You don't want to switch that up, right? So it's really, I always talk about, you got to know what your result is, what you really want, those feelings and emotions that you really want, because sometimes we're going through a different set of feelings and emotions. That's what we value most at that time. We just don't realize it. And because, people like to think that we're logical, right? We base everything on logic. And I'm just telling you, even I don't care if it's scientist or whatever, we're human beings. We are guided by emotion. Sometimes because our emotions will see the world and, cherry pick the facts or the situations or spin them in a manner so we can pretend that they're logical, but the way we see the world is really emotional. And, I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm not saying that's something you necessarily need to change, if that's even possible. I am saying that you need to realize that in yourself and when you're dealing with other people. When they have such a logical argument about an argument with you that's directly opposite of the way you think, and you just think they're just not making any sense, yet they have all these facts that they line out, and you're going, what the hell are you talking about? How did you extrapolate that to support your point of view? That's just nuts, right? Well, that's because they're emotionally driven to see the world. They're picking them out, facts. They're stretching them out and morphing them into something to support that emotional belief that they had for whatever reasons or what they wanted to believe, and they turned it into what they consider logic. You wouldn't do anything like that, would you? Right? Just something that's normal. It's normal for all of us, but just being aware of it. So it doesn't have to be black or white. So a lot of things in life. That's the whole thing about this game of life. It's the best things in life, the best feelings and emotions, options, whatever it is that you want. And I'm talking about in somewhat of a balanced manner, all right? That you're not just succeeding at the highest level in one area. And because of that imbalance, there's so many other areas of your life that you're really hurting in. And not you're really hurting by somebody else's standards and what they would believe about your life. You really know it. You really know there are areas of your life that you're really neglecting, you're really doing without. Maybe you think that you have to live in that pain, or you just can't figure it out, or maybe you think someday it's going to happen, all right? So you can be really, really successful in one area, and your total life can be total suck in other areas, and it'd be in such pain. So that balance is always going to be thrown off. I'm talking about you versus you, whatever you consider balance, that you're not tremendously successful in one area, and then you just focus on that, and then, I'm hurting those other areas, but hey, who has a perfect life? It's you versus you and what you believe when you're totally being honest with yourself. All right. And I said, I am very transparent, very open as I've gone through life. There are certain things that, when I was this quote unquote successful bodybuilder, great physical body. I guess that comes with it. But I'm not just that. I'm a champion bodybuilder. I'm a drug-free bodybuilder. I'm known around the world. People invite me to guest appearances and pay me, and I do this for a living, and I broke through my regular 9-to-5 job, and I touch people's lives, and I write articles and then spreads in the magazines. I guess I look back, that is very successful, right? That's what I shot for. But it was so imbalanced. There was areas of my life that I put no attention to, and there are some things that I really don't care about that other people do. But it's the areas that I care about. I just couldn't figure it out. But I was really successful in this one area. So, it's always what you believe. If you've got areas that are hurting, no matter how successful. And, for me, I would not focus on those things that I'd be hurting inside or know that I'm not living to my full potential. And what would ease that pain and make me not deal with it, dull that pain, is just, well, look at all these great things, all right? So I think that's something maybe a lot of us do. But that balance in life for you, all right, that, you know, where you can enjoy the greatest things of life without suffering too much, even though you may be successful. The best things in life are reserved for the people who are the most mentally and emotionally flexible. And wouldn't it be great if you could just come up with some plan? Okay, this is what I do. And I know a person like you to listen to a podcast like this one, to be into personal development. You're a hard worker. You're determined. You come up with plans. You write down your goals, right? That working hard, doing that puts you ahead of most. And wouldn't it be great to come up with that plan and just work it till its completion? Then you can just wake up after a lot of hard work. You're willing to put in your time, get up early, stay up late at night, do your work, right, to make this plan that you set out happen. And you could just, you know, wake up, I don't know, even a couple of years later. You're patient, right? Wake up a couple of years later, and then boom, you are now successful. You are happy. Your life is balanced. Wouldn't that just be amazing? It just doesn't work that way. I mean, this game, this challenge, this puzzle, this Rubik's Cube of life, and I really encourage you to look at it that way. You got to just be so excited about the game to know that it doesn't work that way, that you know you need to be mentally and emotionally flexible, that you can't come up with rules in life or plans in life, make them black and white and stick to them no matter what, without that mental and emotional flexibility. And find solace or comfort in that structure and the lack of predictability, and then still expect to be happy and successful. You got to just love this game, right? I talk about if you played sports, you know, or you play games or whatever it is. Just say you were really great. You really worked hard at it, and you had an opponent. You just beat the hell out of them all the time. Every single game from start to finish, you just blew the other person away, right? I guess that would be great. You'd have a great winning percentage and all those type of things. But how rewarding would that be rather than having an admirable, respectable foe, right? And they're always challenging you. And sometimes you're way ahead and sometimes you're behind. Sometimes they're really close. Sometimes you had to just call upon all your resources, your power. You had to suck it up. You had that self-doubt and you just sucked it up at the end of the game and you won the game, right? And the journey of those games and with that opponent, it had its ups and downs. And sometimes you won, sometimes you lost. Sometimes you had self-doubt. Sometimes you had fist-pumping extreme confidence and pride. Wouldn't that make a more enjoyable game? Well, if you haven't noticed, that's how this game of life works out, doesn't it? Right? And we can't be frustrated that we can't make things so predictable or black and white. All right? We have to be so engaged and have so much fun with the game, you know, knowing and being flexible. All right? Now, again, for those of you with the black and white mentality, now are you saying that we just don't care? We don't have structure? We just wing it every single day? No, I'm not saying that, but you need to be, you know, sensory cue to what's working and what's not working. You know, what stimulated this thought for me was yesterday was my last bodybuilding and training podcast. It was podcast number 100. And so I've been doing that podcast for 100 weeks in a row every Wednesday. And it was on the bodybuilding.com message board. If you're into that bodybuilding and training, you can go to sltips.com/5. sltips.com/5. You'll see that I've been on this message board answering questions, posting podcasts, articles, short ones, long ones, answering questions, videos, everything I can to help those people who are looking to improve their bodies, right? 5 or 6 years, right? There's over 10,000 posts. It's been viewed over 800,000 times. And just to show my appreciation, I have my appreciation to you for supporting Mass Machine Nutrition, Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality, most effective bodybuilding and training supplement there on bodybuilding.com. I just wanted to support, not just give you great supplements, but support the people with the specific strategies and the mindset that go along with it. By the way, Mass Machine Nutrition, you can check that out on bodybuilding.com. at SL Tips. You notice how this sltips.com, I have a lot of short links over there just to make it easy to remember. It's sltips.com/3, and that will take you to the Mass Machine Nutrition page store on bodybuilding.com. So I do this every single Wednesday to support those people who support me, right? And this is a podcast. It was about information, inspiration. And again, 100 weeks in a row on Wednesday, I don't care how much work I had or how early I had to get up in the morning, how late at night it was. It didn't matter if Wednesday, which many times happened during a holiday, whether Christmas or whatever, whether I was on the road or not. And, you know, I was thinking about that is that I should have, and my wife said, wow, that's kind of sad. You know, you've been doing this for, because 100 weeks, that's over 2 years. Actually, I did it longer than that. So for 2 years straight, it's been part of my week and my schedule with a plan. That's kind of sad. And you know what I told her? I said, you know, actually, it's not sad. I should have discontinued that podcast a long time ago. And the reason why is because it's not a gossipy podcast. It isn't a fluent podcast where, you know, I'm talking about current events at all. It's just about the specific strategies or mindset when it comes to bodybuilding and training. I mean, come on, how many podcasts do you need for that? Right? And then the feedback and, it, you know, it dwindled a long time ago. Right? And I would be talking about the specific strategies just in a different way. I even work to make it more interactive to make it live. So if you were to go to massmachinecoaching.com, I created this whole website and I set a specific time so they could call in and, you know, get actual coaching, you know, free coaching. And so, you know, that wasn't something. And I know the reason why. We're living in an age where whether it's a DVR or a podcast or it's an email that you get, you know, you can read that anytime. You can listen to it anytime. You can watch it anytime. That's not necessarily a good thing when you're not blocked in. You can see an email or there's a TV show that you really want to watch or an email that could really help you or a podcast that could really help you. But to know that it's there forever, no matter when, there's no deadline to listen to it. Tell me if this is true for you, because this is definitely true for me. I never get around to it because it's there all the time. And that's how this podcast was. It's interesting. So I had this one gentleman who has been on my mailing list, my Facebook page for a lot of times, a serious competitive bodybuilder. You know, he just said yesterday, you know, I got to make the time to call you up for your podcast for contest preparation. So this is a highly motivated person doing contests. I got to do that one day. And I put there, well, you better call tonight, right? Because this is it, right? This is your last chance. Here's this 6-time national champion bodybuilder, help people like him in higher levels for over 25 years, right? And he's going to get around to it. Well, you know what? That's what the challenge is. We can always get around to it. So the whole podcast thing and the whole format, I should have quit that 50 weeks ago and used that time to connect with my family and or find more effective ways. Same thing with this podcast. It's there forever. It's there, you know, a lot. You'll see me do a shift where I'm doing a disservice by being so available with all this information. That's how it really works, no matter what my intentions are, the black and white. It's like it should be reserved for the people who are the most committed, who have some type of skin in the game, because I'm doing you a disservice. You're not going to get as much out of it. And you're thinking, well, wait a second, Skip, I will. Trust me, I will. And that may be true of you. It's not generally true to create the value for the other people on a massive scale or for myself. So I should have made that adjustment a long time ago. But it was these codes that I make for myself. I create a plan, and you hear me say, I will not let you down. All right? Sounds awesome, doesn't it? Sounds like a great code to live by. Now, all these codes that we live by, that we make black and white, that we create this plan, it makes sense to us, and that we believe that's going to be the key to happiness in our life, they will serve us. That's why you come up with a plan. That's why I adopted the motto, I will not let you down, because I know it's going to serve me in a lot of ways. Here's the thing about life. Here's the game, the challenge, the puzzle the complexity of life, it doesn't work in every situation. Right? Sometimes by being so consistent and being so available and you believing that I will not let you down is helping other people on a massive scale, you're actually letting people down. Now, I know it sounds complex because there's no sense of urgency for them to take action. And then, you know, when they're not doing well and they don't make time to do whatever, you're just giving them one more reference of failure, of not following through. You are letting them down, even though your code is that way. And that takes mental and emotional flexibility to make changes. You hear this all the time in this world we're living in with the technology. I mean, you got to be flexible. Or you're going to be thrown aside. You're going to be a dinosaur, right? We've heard that all the time. But how about in your thoughts and your beliefs and your code of conduct? Is it still applicable to this day and age, right? So when it comes to like coaching, bodybuilding and training coaching, you know, it's a different time period. I got to be flexible. People don't have time, right? First of all, are they even on that message board versus as we speak right now, I'm going to date myself during this podcast. The avenue is a different one right now. They're probably more on Facebook and Instagram more than going off to a site that's different for where they're connected with all their friends and people, the same interest, not same interest, news, it's all in one social media. Are they even coming over to just say a dedicated bodybuilding training site at the level? Is that what they even do? That's number one thing. In 2 years, you can see how that would massively change. The second thing about it is who's going to listen to a half an hour podcast about specific strategies, especially when they may have already heard it or they can go back and hear it. You know, what I believe at this time that people want are just a short graphic, a tip, a picture, visual, say it, and piece by piece, little by little, give them little tips that I, through my 25 years of experience. And you may have, if you're on my Facebook page, facebook.com/SkipLaCour page, you'll see that I'll do that. I'll do that with my areas of expertise, bodybuilding and training. It's just a very useful graphic, a tip, one little nugget of information that they're not going to get in their first couple months or couple years of training, right? And it's a little at a time. And I have probably about 50 of these. Same thing with man formation, alpha male leadership strategies, confidence building things, one little tip, one little distinction, one at a time. I mean, that's where it goes. You know, I wonder, like, one thing you may notice on my Facebook page when I do these podcasts, I'll do a little teaser video, right? And, you know, talking about what they should listen to on this podcast. You know, I really think that, you know, when Morning Connection podcast number 200 is done, I should just do that every morning. Right, just say something that takes me about a minute, give you something to think about little by little by little over 10 days, 20 days, 10 months. I can provide more value than, you know, a podcast that maybe not you, because you've made this a part of your daily discipline, but for other people, they'll actually follow through and they'll learn a little bit of something because they won't take the time, a half hour, 40 minutes every single day, right? And so you have to understand, no matter what my intentions are, no matter what my work ethic and what my vision is, my passion to help other people, I can't just come up with a plan and then put my head down and expect it to work. I have to be mentally and emotionally flexible. I have to be sensory acute to what it is you want, the changing times. Also, be not too connected to my beliefs if they're not working to the level that I want. Not emotionally tied. Well, this is a good plan. I'll just put my head. They will eventually love it. Maybe, you know, maybe not. And the thing is, I know what you're thinking. Well, Skip, when do I know that it's time to take a different path or quit, right? When do I know, like you said, that 88 podcasts later, I'm going to finally get it? Hey, great question, right? That's an awesome question. When is it time to be mentally flexible and change or just keep on keeping on until you have this system down? I don't know. I don't know if anybody can tell you. Well, people can tell you what they think, but you really don't know. You're going to go forward with a plan and it's either going to succeed or not, whether it's, you know, 72 times into it or 88 times into it or 188 times, you know, you will eventually either succeed or you will fail or quit and do something else. So nobody has a crystal ball to tell you for sure, even though they may talk in certainty. I can't answer that question for you. If it was that easy about success, if it was that easy, hell, then everybody would be successful and happy. It's about being flexible, mentally and emotionally flexible. The best things in life are reserved for those people who are mentally and emotionally flexible, who are engaged in this game and love every minute of it, the ups and downs and all arounds of it. Think about, you know, for you, I use an example of that structure and just being there. And, you know, is that what you're tied to, or is it you're tied to results? I talked about I will not let you down, how that serves me in a lot of ways. But is it applicable in every situation? Are there a situation that doesn't apply? You can't make it black and white. You can't drape that over everything that you do. It doesn't work in some situations, but you put your head down to create that black and white structure. You're not mentally and emotionally flexible. You know, think about that. You might be, I never let my friends down. Right? Maybe that's something that you have. That sounds honorable, doesn't it? Well, okay, we don't need to talk about how that definitely will make you feel good about yourself, help out your friends most of the time. But sometimes our friends are slackers. Sometimes they don't need you there. Right? You're doing, if you really think about it, you're letting them down. You're an enabler. Just like you got kicked in the pants a lot of times, you didn't have anybody to pick your butt up off the ground when you failed, or you didn't follow through, or you weren't as productive or as intelligent or flexible, right? That was that pain that made, you know, you pick yourself up. You didn't have someone to help you in every situation, right? It was a good thing in the long run, right? Maybe that code, I'm always there for my friends, or sometimes I'm always there for my family. I mean, you could start thinking about the implications to areas of your life. Maybe that is a nice thing for you, to have it black and white, and so you can look in the mirror and say, I'm always there for my family or friends. But aren't you supposed to be there for your family and friends to help them out? Maybe a little pain, maybe not you being there. Maybe you're enabling them in a way that you're really hurting them, right? So, you know, think about these codes. There's a lot of things about, you know, hard work. I talk about that. That's a great motto to have. Sometimes you shouldn't try to work harder. You should try to work smarter. That being a hard worker doesn't apply to every situation. You got to be that mentally and emotionally flexible. That's a challenge that I have. Another challenge that I have is that I will do everything that it takes. I'll work 7 days a week from early in the morning to late at night to provide for my family. All right? Oh, come on, Skip. What are you talking about? That's so honorable. That's why I admire you. That's why I listen to this podcast. You have that attitude. Okay. I understand how that works a lot, and it's admirable, makes me feel good, and obviously it inspires you. I'm sure it makes my wife feel good that she has a husband with that mindset. But let me ask you this question. If I take so much pride in that belief, that black and white belief, will I become more effective and efficient to be just as productive or more productive in less time? In less time so that I'm not spending all day on Sunday doing phone consultations, let's say, and I'm spending that time, you know, with my family or late at nights, or maybe even if I don't work as much, I have more energy to look into my wife's eye, my daughter's eye, and think about, you know, things besides work. But if I will do whatever it takes early in the morning, hard work or late at night, will I ever force myself to condense that down and do it within a reasonable amount of time if I take so much pride? So you see, again, nothing is black and white. It's that gray area. How mentally and emotionally flexible are you? Or do you come up with a black and white structure and then beat it to death until the end, whether or not you're getting the results that you really want? And I'm not necessarily talking about failure. It's just that you're not maximizing your potential in life to be happy and successful. A lot of things to think about, right? This podcast, again, this is a podcast where, I mean, just half hour ago, I didn't even know what I was going to talk about. And I got a lot more to say about this topic that I'm going to end it to make it somewhat close to our half an hour time together. All right, so let's go through our daily disciplines. What was that thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? What was that cool moment, right, when you said, wow, life is pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now to visualize that accomplishment, that achievement, those feelings, emotions, options, whatever that material, whatever the hell it is for you that would take months, if not years, not a week or two of focus, months, if not years of you stepping up and everything that we talk about during this Morning Connection podcast about you being mentally and emotionally flexible and be loving the game, whether you're winning or losing or somewhere in between. What is that? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that. Make that more clear if you've already identified that. What are the results that you really, really want in life? Is what you're doing right now really helping you get there? Are you really, you know, being mentally and emotionally flexible and you're saying, look, I'm being this hard worker because I want to provide options. And options are love, connection, time, material possessions, freedom, you know, the best that life has to offer. I say that's my result that I want, right? But I may be too tied into that black and white structure or a belief that I will do everything and I'm working 7 days a week, you know, 15 hours a day, and it's working against that result that I say that I want, right? I have a coaching client. I love this guy, and he's what makes this coaching, one-on-one coaching, so enjoyable. So just makes me feel so great that I'm working towards, you know, my vision is I can, he's so hardworking, so determined, such a great guy. And it's just one little tweak here or there that I could just bounce off what he's going for. And, you know, really great guy who said, oh, I'm going to step up. I'm going to use all these talents and resources. I'm going to make enough money for my wife to quit. And his wife had a really good job. It wasn't like just some job that didn't take her a lot of education, a lot of time to get. But he was going to make enough so she quit. Very admirable, right? You know, if you're listening to this podcast, I have those values. You probably have some of those values, or you're aspiring to be like that. And so that was his outcome, right? That was his result, right? Man, he made it happen, and it happened quickly. Man, I was impressed, right? Because it wasn't like she just had some low-paying job, right? And I said, okay, all right, so when is your wife going to quit? He goes, well, I don't know. I don't know. I guess that's her thing to figure out. Oh, wait a second. See, again, why are we doing the things we are doing? You know, you're working this hard. You're making things happen. What's the result? It's like, sometimes we lose track of the results because we're caught up in the game, the challenge, and there's other emotions like, I can do this. I'm a man to provide for my family, which are great things to shoot for, but the result is this. You can't lose sight of that, right? Sometimes we think we're going for a situation and emotions that would come with it, but really there's shorter-term emotions that make us lose sight of that result, right? By the way, that situation's corrected himself. So proud of that guy, right? So you need to think about that. Sometimes you think you're going towards something and for a certain set of feelings, it's really not the result that you want. So what are those results that you really want? All right, guys, have a great day, and we will connect again tomorrow.